right, next up is Charles Richmond.
Hi, boy, wait till we move to the tree bylaw.
Do you have a PowerPoint?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, I'll go ahead and start your time.
Thanks very much. Charlie Richmond speaking for Sierra Club Canada, Edmonton Group. Just a fair warning, at one time I made my living working on specific phosphorus detectors for an analytical equipment company. So essentially, pesticides made my work. That was a long time ago, and I've reformed. Second thing, I'm not going to speak about pesticides. I'm sorry, I thought the agenda item was about the report. I was going to respond only to the report, so maybe I'm the only one that's going to talk to the report. First, an appreciation to city staff biologists who provided supplementary information on their studies at our request. It's a great group of guys, and they were very helpful. Sierra Club's position, as usual, is fundamentally science-based. There's a huge literature and a long socio-political overlay to the question of pesticide use, which, as I say, will not speak to, as interesting as a study of entomophobia may be. We're really going to focus on the public rather than the private use. That is to say, the city can do much by setting an example. If it's the city's will to move straight to bylaw prescriptions, that's fine, but at least let's get the city's house in order first. If the city does choose to move to a bylaw of caution, some bylaws we surveyed spoke to controlling non-essential or cosmetic use of pesticides. That's definitional. It relies on public sentiment and pure aesthetics, and that's not good enough for protection of health of humans and the ecosystem. Schedule-based bylaw is preferable. And we've got folks from the feds who provide those schedules. We also feel that no additional screening is necessary. That's a cost. It's a competence that's required the city really doesn't have. We'll provide a few examples of the inadequacy of the report. How about the wildly unwarranted claims surrounding budgetary implications, or the patently silly cautions surrounding slipping on dandelions in sports fields, or combating the effects of global warming? Now that's going to be a really lengthy battle. Watch out for the kudzu weed. It's probably better, rather than dismantling the report, it's probably better to simply move to say where can we go forward, and we have a motion that we would propose. We think the city could use some outside help. On that report and the numbers, I've been through it in some detail. Let's just say the bottom line. We would ask you to ignore each and every number in that report. We argue that there's zero evidence of expenditure increase, certainly not to seven significant figures. And in fact, there's some literature which indicates the opposite. As a taxpayer, I would insist that the city consider a real costing here, because I think that if we reduce our use of pesticides, it's arguably going to reduce my taxes. Based on the report and the subsequent discussions with the city, it's very apparent there is resistance in some quarters against fundamentally altering current city practice in the use of pesticides. It's part of the culture of several city departments, whether it's informed by marketing bump from the industry or legacy, this is what you do, operations. The report does admit it's a work in progress, and we accept that practical reality, and we wish to contribute to that effort by recommending that we move forward with hosting a larger citizen expert stakeholder meeting on the issue in the interest of breaking out of local departmental culture and practice. We'd ask that one of you propose a motion. Just a couple of items. A brief evidence of departmental culture reflecting the position. Besides that, I mentioned we're told of emergency preparedness with capital letters, yes, against alien pests such as the emerald leaf borer invading our ash trees. Another way of parsing that problem is that we have an alien pest compromising an alien tree. I'll leave that to Councillor Leibovici. The implications of spray with water or do nothing approach are based on initial estimates of, for example, insect herbivory. The reality is that insect predators often rise to the occasion, so to speak. Ecologically, things tend to equilibrate with some minimal damage. You've heard Cherry discuss the do-nothing approach. Do we really need a perfect tree canopy at the expense of health? Do we really need to contribute to the evolution of pesticide-resistant insect populations? Now, because some of you on the committee may find the numbers presented in the report consequential, we have, for example, I'll just mention two, the current budget for turf enhancement is listed as $1,198,479. Does the city really budget or track costs to seven significant figures? The additional cost for herbicide-free management is projected at $2,380,613.72. Oh, that was gratuitous, sorry, the 72 cents. For a new total cost of stuff, which an increase of 198.64%. Any of you in science, or probably even
hey,
finance.
Mr. Richmond, your
knows,
5 minutes is
knows
up.
That's bogus.
Well, great. Unfortunately, your 5 minutes is up. And I thank you for your presentation.